T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All-time banger right here from GNR. A couple quick things. We just talked about a buffalo attack in Yellowstone. If you want to see that video, I just tweeted it. Check me out at JP Finley NBCS. Thank God that random dude showed up to save that kid. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
The family's just morons.
Yeah. They stood there, then they froze.
Right.
When something happened. My advice is just don't go out there. If you're out there, be in a car or something like that.
How about this for an outside-the-box hire, B? Sports Business Journal, the Big 12 Conference has hired Brett Yormark to be the commissioner. Might not know much about
Brett.
Who's
Brett Yormark?
Spent the last 3 years at Roc Nation working with artists, athletes, leagues, teams, and brands, and oversees sponsorship, licensing, content partnerships, and brand strategy.
Well, that's kind of a parallel move.
Right, but I think it's cool for a college league, reach out and make that call.
I think a lot of people in the entertainment industry can jump there and do things now because that's what they do.
Yeah. All right. Here's what we do. Right now, time to get to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. It's sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. I want to talk to our guy, Mr. Chris Miles. You can follow him at Chris Miles TV, NBA TV, of course. What up, Chris? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, man. I'm waiting for the middle of July so I get some downtime. Everybody's like, oh, the season's over. It's like, no, then we have the NBA draft, then we got Summer League, then we got the free agency period starting. I just want the trades to happen for the teams to be ready so I can kick it on the beach for 2 months, man. That's what I'm ready for.
I don't blame you. Right now, especially now that this McLaurin deal got done, is my downtime.
He doesn't take downtime, Chris.
I'm going to the beach in North Carolina for a week. But, Miles, I'm surprised you were able to come on the phone with us. The first blockbuster trade of the NBA offseason is in the books. The Wizards just traded some dudes for some dudes.
Cap space, right? Because once you saw it, as soon as Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, went from a $4 million to a $14 million contract, they were like, all right, time to move on from this. Let's get a couple of pieces. They're obviously not done moving. Right. So now you have two players essentially who have smaller contracts that you can try to get a couple of guys together to go get you a better player. Now, I'm not saying that's what Tommy Shepard's up to, but all the signs point to them trying to, get a guy in that backcourt with Beal with all of these random wing players that they have. They cannot go into the season with like four backups for Bradley Beal and, five guys playing a small forward position with Kristaps playing a four.
They just keep drafting the same people.
Well, I think Johnny Davis is different. Corey Kispert is, some people would say, one of the best three-point shooters coming into the draft the past couple of years. And Johnny Davis, that's probably the weakest point of his game. He's a bucket getterer, but more of like a mid-range slash finish around the basket kind of guy.
So who are – if Tommy Shepard is trying to put something together to go after a veteran, point guard is a position that everybody screams about. Is that what you think they'd be trying to get is a veteran point guard? And who are some names they could be going after?
Now, I don't know if this guy is on their list or if he's even a good fit, but paying attention to all the signs, Mike Conley. I know he absolutely hated his time with – with Donovan Mitchell out in Utah. As you see, they're blowing it up. I mean, they're on the phone every single day. So he's a guy that is available, has a big contract, though, but is towards the end of it, towards the end of his career. But I think if the Wizards are trying to, you know, oh, hey, Brad, we're trying to win right now. Like, we're trying to go from being a team that was out of the playoffs, keeps drafting ninth and tenth, and keep getting, you know, Denny and Rui and Kispert and Johnny. Like, it's time to go get a guy that you think might be able to impact winning. If you ask me a name that fits, that is going to be available, that all the pieces seem to be there, that's the guy I would think of first. But I haven't seen any reports to say that that's the case.
Chris, as you sit around, you talk to a lot of different people that know basketball. You know basketball yourself. But I'm saying, you sit around these guys, and they look at how teams are constructed, the ones that are successful. What is the talk when they say what the Wizards really need to become a contender? Because they keep making a lot of moves where they get some nice guys. They seem to be upstanding kids. But on the basketball court, I need dogs. And they don't have a lot of dogs.
Well, if I'm being honest, since John Wall left, there's not a lot of talk. Quite simply, there just isn't. It's not like a negative thing. You know, everyone makes fun of the Knicks, right? It's like the Knicks are the punchline. From, you know, Kevin McHale to Isaiah Thomas, like, everyone's like, oh, the Knicks are terrible. Look at what they're doing now. Oh, they're going to make a mistake. With the Wizards, it's more or less like, okay, that was a move. Do you know what I mean? Like, It doesn't move the needle. And I think the Kristaps deal was the first one where it was like, oh, let's talk about the Wizards again. And see how this can turn them into something. But with Kristaps, it's all about being available, right? Yeah. Like, he's just got to be on the floor. He is a proven talent and commodity. But for Dallas, they got rid of him because he wouldn't stay on the floor or couldn't stay on the floor. And they moved up to third in the West and became competitive in the playoffs immediately with Spencer Dinwiddie.
Wow. I find this so tough. Because, like, the Wiz are in just this perpetual no man's land where I think you get into this position where people, NBA experts will tell me, well, you got to pay him because you didn't trade him. So they had to pay John, and John made one third-team All-NBA and qualifies for a Supermax, which is just banana land. And now they're in the same position with Brad because he made one third-team All-NBA, qualifies for a Supermax. Is there any conversation about not paying $250 million for these dudes? Because what is your ceiling? Like, you can mock the Sixers all you want, but the process at least delivered them a real contending team and an MVP caliber player.
Well, I joke, has it really? Because have they been further than the Wizards ever were? That's the thing about the Sixers that I kind of keep saying that, like, man, they got to make an Eastern Conference Finals because right now they – the 76ers are absolutely in Wizards land from like 2017, to use your terminology there. But I've always said, and I said it a bunch of times in the last 3 years, I'm like, look, Bradley Beal is a commodity, right? But if you're not going to get a player better than Bradley Beal, then you need to trade him. If you're going to keep Bradley Beal, then go get a guy who's just a little bit better. And I felt like with Westbrook, that was the time when they went and did that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it was a guy who, you know, was an MVP, played at an MVP level after January while he was here. And I thought, okay, they're going to try this again. So I'll just say this. When this offseason is done, are they adding another piece that maybe has a question like Kristaps, who has a high ceiling, or is a guy like Westbrook that is maybe disgruntled and in a bad situation? Because they need to do that. Because Bradley Beal and Kristaps Porzingis with like Kyle Kuzma, you're still, to me, one player away. I do like, if Kristaps is healthy, you have a guy that theoretically, okay, we got someone around the rim that can contest with Giannis. Okay, Brad can score with anyone on the perimeter. Like, you start to like those pieces, but everything else, you don't have an advantage anywhere else.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a question.
Thanks for all the encouragement.
I'm gonna change teams because you're depressing me right now, bro.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen with the Lakers?
Are they really going to add Kyrie?
Well, no. Kyrie opted in.
Kyrie opted in, but they can still trade him.
Yeah, but then he opted in to get traded.
And then Westbrook opted in. I would for $47 million as well. But What happens up there?
You know, that's a situation where they're all in year 20 for LeBron, where they're trying to win. When I see their roster, I just don't know how. Right? This is like, it would have to be some capology magic that none of us can figure out. And trying to get off of Westbrook's deal after the way that they used him last year. Like, I think Westbrook can still play basketball. I really do. But they devalued him last year. So, man, I don't know what move works for them. As far as Kyrie, I think him opting in, like, I think he's going to be in Brooklyn for this year. I just don't think there's a market for Kyrie. And the reason I say that is, it was about 2 years ago that several general managers complained about him being a headache. And the stat that I could point to with Kyrie is availability, right? Like, everyone talks about it, but Kevon Looney played more games this year than Kyrie has in 3 years in Brooklyn,
damn,
right? Jason Tatum played three less games. It's like, so if he's not going to be on the floor, like, you don't get that greatness from him. And that's what we've seen since he hit that game winning shot in the NBA Finals, which was half a decade ago.
All right, we talked about the champions this year. Klay played this year, but I don't think Klay was 100%. If Klay gets back to where he used to be, who's winning it next year?
Well, I think that's a great question, but you're looking at it the wrong way.
Okay.
It's if these guys that they have that are developing, because for me, they won because Gary Payton II came back, who, former Wizard, right? Yeah. And was an impact on defense. And B, Mitch, you and I have talked about how defense is just somehow overlooked in the NBA, the impact that it has.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy came back and it was like, oh, we got him and Wiggins on the floor. Wiggins is just now entering his prime. And people forget that year that they traded for Jimmy Butler and he took a step back. Like, he was becoming an all-star caliber player that year and just has been in situations where he hasn't been able to maximize his potential. And in Golden State, he has absolutely maximized his potential. Mm-hmm. So think about this. He's 27, about to enter his prime.
How old is Poole?
Got him. Jordan Poole is 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Right? So think about those two. And the thing is, those aren't their, you know, up-and-coming blue-chip guys. James Wiseman was the second pick in the draft. I'm actually calling one of his summer league games, and he's supposed to, you know, actually play. When I talk to guys during the playoffs about, hey, what's the word on Wiseman? They said, look, man, this guy can play absolutely today, but he doesn't understand the nuances to play in the postseason, like where you're supposed to be, the timing in which you're supposed to be there. They can't put him on the floor, but he's healthy enough. You're adding a 7'2 guy who people compare to David Robinson, right? Mm-hmm. Like, to be out there. That was drafted ahead of LaMelo Ball. And, you know, Jonathan Kuminga is a rising star in this league, and apparently Moses Moody can get buckets. Like, they've got three or four guys that it's not necessarily if Klay will ever be back to that again, because I don't know if he ever will be, but they got three or four guys that should be the new and improved Draymond Green. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's scary about the Golden State Warriors.
Talking with our friend Chris Miles, NBA TV. Give him a follow at Chris Miles TV. Beamish has news.
That's crazy.
What are the so we all think, maybe we even hope, that Tommy Shepard's clearing cash to get a legit another player in here. What if the plan is to start Monty Morris at point guard?
Well, then what you're doing is taking Beal back to his college days. You know, people forget, and I try to remind them. I saw Beal, I was in Louisiana, in New Orleans when Beal was at Florida. So I saw him play LSU twice, and I saw him in the SEC tournament. And when Beal was coming out of school, I thought he was, you know, this new age combo guard that would run the offense and distribute the ball a little bit more. And maybe if this roster is like this going into next year, which I do not like, I think they're looking at Beal, you know, to be a guy to get you 6, 7, 8 assists a game and have combo guards with him, as opposed to a traditional point guard. I don't like that approach, but that's what I would say that they're going to do there. So, yeah, Monty Morris might be the point guard, but it's Beal that would be running that offense mostly.
I gotcha. All right, so right now, if free agency opens tomorrow afternoon, right?
Or 6:30.
And then it becomes official after the 4th of July, I guess. Kind of like a legal tampering period similarities, right?
I mean, yeah, it's always tampering, but yeah.
Sure. Levine from the Bulls is like the number one name on the market. Is that right?
Allegedly. I mean, look, I looked at the free agency market for a day and a half, like going through every name and who's there. Like, yeah, that guy's going to pick up his player option. Yeah, that guy. From what I understand, Levine wants to be in L.A. So with John Wall signing with the Clippers, and it's like they're tapped out. But the Bulls want no parts of Russell Westbrook. So what I think is going to happen with Levine, he's going to come back to Chicago. That's what I think. I would be surprised if he ends up anywhere else. But word is from his camp is that Zach LaVine loves L.A., wants to go to L.A. Same thing we heard about DeMar DeRozan. So
here's my question. What makes NBA free agency always so compelling is the surprises that some dude demands a trade or like where could you see a surprise?
Well, let's go down a few rabbit holes here, my friend.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I was working tonight. So we, you know, when it's free agency period, we're at the studio for 12 hour shifts. So my 12-hour shift had just ended.
Damn, you sound like a doctor or something.
No, I mean, we sit there, and if a player gets, you know, picked up by a team or gets traded, it's a big name, then we go on air, and we're just kind of making it happen for, you know, 2 or 3 hours. My point is, the Kawhi Leonard news that people forget about, I mean, man, I had just spent my shift ended at midnight. I was like, well, I did nothing for 12 hours but sit here and wait for something to happen. And I go to leave, and at 1:30, I believe, in the morning, Kawhi Leonard signs with the Clippers. And we're like, the Clippers? What? You know, so I guess the point that I'm making to you is that's why it's so much fun. Because all of us that are like, oh, we're experts, we're this, we're that, we don't really know. I think the biggest name to watch is DeAndre Ayton because so many teams think that they can pilfer him from the Phoenix Suns. But I heard the Detroit Pistons have cooled off on him. I imagine a team like the Miami Heat to be active because they were so close and they know they don't have enough that if they package some of those salaries that maybe, just maybe, they can get another difference maker and win a championship.
B-Mitch and I have a theory.
The Miami Heat that I'm paying attention to.
Let me ask you one question.
We think Kyrie to the Heat. I think between Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler, they could control his mood swing volatility.
But the one person we haven't mentioned, KD's not guaranteed to go back to the Nets.
Yeah, I mean,
if he becomes free, where does he go?
Anywhere he wants.
you think he'll finally come back home?
Does he go
to
the
Lakers? Finally get
no, does he come to
KD coming
home?
Bring KD
he's not
home.
To DC. No, I don't know. Look, man, I really feel like it's a violation of trust for me to tell you why not, but he ain't coming here.
Well, so
he's not coming to D.C.
Just let him know I'd like it.
If he came to D.C., I'd be shocked.
If he wants to.
He'll come when they come here to play.
First round of golf's on me, Kevin. Let him know, all right? I know you got people. Let him know. He's welcome here. He can have a slot on the B. Mitchell Finley show once a week. We could do it up big.
Look, man, if Tommy Shepard or Ted Leonsis or Zach Leonsis want to talk to me about that, but from what I saw firsthand, I just there's no way that man would come here and play for the Wizards.
I was facetious. I'm not holding my breath this time. Last time I was holding my breath, and then he wouldn't even take a meeting.
And he almost passed the hell out.
Miles, we got to run, man. Thank you for the time, bud.
Hey, JP, man, I've been taking my golf lessons, so the next time you come down here, man, maybe we tear it up.
Done deal. Or next time you're up here. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, tap the course.
That's our guy, Chris Miles, NBA TV. Give him a follow at Chris Miles TV when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.